You ever heard of a Jenny?
Yeah. That's female?
Yeah.
What's male?
The Jack.
Oh, yeah.
So you have like Jack and Jenny.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
A Mexican donkey.
What is it?
Yeah, what do you call it? The Mexican word for donkey, do you know it?
Uh-uh.
Did you call it a burro?
Burro, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that's Mexican donkey.
Well, I always say that. It's the Mexican word for donkey.
Yeah.
A string of horses is used on as spare horses on a cattle drive.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
Uh-uh.
You ever heard of a remuda? Okay.
Haven't been on many cattle rides.
Some people, I think, get this from cowboy movies. They don't really know the word. They just get it from a cowboy movie. Cattle that doesn't get enough to eat is...
hungry.
Okay. Now, to keep an animal from breeding, the farmer would do what?
Neuter them, castrate them.
Mm-hmm. And a castrated bull is a... I would never have known this if I hadn't been doing this. A steer? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
I should have known that.
Yeah. Well, nobody would really know unless you were familiar with cattle. But
yeah.
A horse that's been castrated is a...
Well, Billy's a mare, isn't it?
Yeah. How about a gelding?
Gelding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You ever heard of that? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to assume that you probably haven't heard the words for a castrated sheep or a castrated pig. You ever heard of like a barrow pig or a weather sheep?
I've heard of a barrow pig, not a weathered sheep.
Okay. People have as pets what kinds of animals?
Dogs and cats, rabbits.
Okay. And a dog of mixed breed is a?
Oh, it's a Heinz variety.
I like that one. An orphan calf. A calf that's lost its mother is a? You ever heard of a dogie?
Yeah.
Yeah? But you wouldn't associate it with an orphan calf, probably.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is kind of a funny one. Animal excrement. A cow leaves behind... What? In a pasture, a cow leaves behind.
Leaves behind?
Yeah, the round, flat things that cows leave behind in a pasture are called.
Oh. Oh, heck.
How about buffaloes?
Yeah, buffalo chips.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez, these things I haven't thought of in 100 years.
Well, the only reason I know is because we go up to our cabin every year and we have to watch where we step, you know?
Oh, uh-huh. Where do you have a cabin, Clydeco?
No, in northern New Mexico, up near the Colorado border.
Oh, uh-huh.
Up above Taos.
Oh, I bet that's nice.
It is nice, yeah. We're going to go up there in a week.
Good.
It'll be nice, but... Yeah, how about horses? Horses leave behind.
What do they call that? They pick it up in parades.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Now that's half the interview, so
right.
If you want to stop there, that's good.
Yeah. And let's see.